For sports news and interviews, visit at BBC Lanksport on Twitter.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
I would probably think not, but because of the fact that he came off so early, you know, he's not made it as bad as what probably could have been. So that's the positive in that one. If he doesn't make Saturday, then certainly expect him to be right after the international break.
And in terms of the other lads, you know, Chris Taylor, Chris Brown, are they likely to be available?
Chris Taylor has done ever so well, you know, and he got another 75 minutes under his belt on Monday night and scored. And so, you know, from that point of view, he's trained today and he'll go into the squad because of obviously our numbers. You know, we're not blessed with many numbers, and with the few that we have out at the moment, it's just stretched us a little bit.
And Keita?
Yeah, we don't think he will be ready either, which is disappointing. So we just have to make sure that he's ready for after the international break.
I guess this break's coming at a good time, isn't it, to get people ready? And maybe does it mean that you don't have to go desperately into the loan market?
Yeah, I think initially after the game on Saturday at Hull, there was a lot of work went on Sunday in terms of looking at possibilities of loans, but it settled down throughout the week. But like you say, to get through this game and then have the break at a good time. The break came for us at a good time last time because we were able to get some work in and get people up to speed. And this time it'll come at a good time to obviously get people recovered and ready to go again. But can't be just rushing into the loan market for the sake of one game.
9 games in, are you looking at the league table yet as a manager? And if you are, what do you make of it?
I know that we haven't won enough games, for sure. But it's settling down. No one's running away with it just yet. And again, like you know, in the Championship, everybody can beat everybody. And it's about putting a run together and getting some momentum. And I think we've got some momentum going in our performances, for sure. And we've just started to pick up a bit of momentum now in results. And we've got to keep that going on Saturday.
When you look at it, 9 games in, Gary, and we'll be obviously 10 games in when we go into the break, do you almost reevaluate where you are at this point of a season after 10 matches and think, well, at the start of the season, we probably hope for this, we've got this, and we need to do this in order to get up the table?
Well, I think you always look at your games individually and like you say, in blocks of matches. And I think if you look at our games, we've been more than competitive. We've shown great resilience of late on the road, for sure. That will stand us in good stead. We've shown great mentality. And we've shown that the players are learning to adapt to playing a new style. So from the 10 games, like you say, after the Ipswich game, we would have felt, through our level of performances, we would have liked some more points on the board. But then I think you have to look at circumstances of those games in which we haven't taken points away, you know. And without harping on, but you're talking about a hand-punched goal at home to Wolves and a ball that crosses the line away to Fulham. So there's two of the defeats of the three. When you look at it like that, you know, it shows that there's the belief and the confidence in the players to keep performing the way they are. And that's the very positive bit from our point of view, is because we knew that it would take time with losing players that we lost in the summer, but the signs have been really positive from the players.
I know you're big on positivity. Do you think the majority of the Championship, not just yourselves, at this time have to look at it and say, let's get to 50 points. Let's make sure we're in this division next season before we look at doing any more than that? Because obviously it's not got the financial rewards of the Premier League, but you have to be in this division again next year, first and foremost, don't you?
I don't think many clubs will possibly plan to look at it like that. I think they'd go the other way and be really positive and look to play in the Premiership or get in and around the playoffs. And that's certainly, from our point of view, that's always been our aim, is to be as competitive as can be and see how far we can go.
And you are a couple of wins away from certainly halfway,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah. You see in the Championship a couple of wins back to back, and all of a sudden you're back up there and fighting. And that's what, you know, the message that we've said to the players is from the signs that they've shown on the road, we've got to make sure that we bring them back to Ewood like we did last time we were here against Charlton.